blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is 2 Corinthians 1, 3-7. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3-7. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God. For just as we share abundantly in the sufferings of Christ, so also our comfort abounds through Christ. If we are distressed, it is for your comfort and salvation. If we are comforted, it is for your comfort, which produces in you patient endurance of the same sufferings we suffer. And our hope for you is firm, because we know that just as you share in our sufferings, so also you share in our comfort. My theme for reflection is comfort that flows through us. Comfort that flows through us. I think I'm right to say that when life goes smoothly, we thank God politely, but when life falls apart, we suddenly become theologians, asking deep questions about suffering, purpose, and meaning. It is a light remark, but it reveals something true. It is often in our hardest moments that we come to know God most deeply. In 2 Corinthians 1, 3-7, the Apostle Paul writes, not from comfort, but from experience. Experience shaped by conflict, hardship, and deep personal struggle. Writing to the Corinthian church after a painful season of misunderstanding and opposition, Paul does not begin with complaints, but with praise. Blessed be the God, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort. This is not abstract theology, it is testimony. Paul has suffered, and in that suffering he has encountered a God who draws near. The word comfort here is rich. It is not mere sympathy or kind words. It is strength in weakness, presence in loneliness, and hope in despair. Paul presents a profound truth. God's comfort is not given simply to make us feel better, but to make us stronger and more compassionate. What we receive, we are called to share. This speaks powerfully into our lives today, especially during this time of Lent. Lent is a season that invites us to confront suffering, not to avoid it, but to understand it through the lens of Christ. In a world that often seeks quick solutions and easy escapes, Paul reminds us that suffering can become a place of transformation. It can deepen our dependence on God and expand our capacity to care for others. J.I. Packer once wrote that there is unspeakable comfort in knowing that God is constantly taking knowledge of me in life and in love. That truth anchors Paul's words. God's comfort is not distant or delayed. It is personal, attentive, and rooted in divine love. Scripture anchors this pattern elsewhere. In Romans 5:3-4, Paul writes, we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. Suffering, then, is not meaningless. It becomes the soil on which perseverance and hope grow. A simple story helps bring this to life. A woman lost her job unexpectedly and went through months of uncertainty. During that time, she often felt anxious and discouraged, but she learned to pray honestly and lean on God daily. A year later, she met a young man in her church facing the same situation. Instead of offering cliches, she sat with him, listened, and said, "I know this road. You are not alone." Her past pain became someone else's present comfort. This is Paul's vision, that the comfort we receive becomes a bridge to others. Our struggles are not wasted. They are transformed into ministry. Lent calls us to embrace this truth. As we reflect on Christ, the suffering servant who bore our pain, we are reminded that God does not stand far off from our trials. In Jesus, God enters our suffering, redeems it, and uses it for good. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, where have you experienced God's comfort in a difficult season of your life? Number two, how might your past struggles become a source of encouragement to someone else today? And now our practical exercise for the day. Reach out to someone who is going through a difficult time. Share a word, a message, or a prayer, not from theory, but from your own experience of God's faithfulness. God of all comfort, you see our struggles and draw near to us in love. Thank you for meeting us in our pain and strengthening us in our weakness. In this Lenten season, teach us to trust you more deeply and to become instruments of your comfort to others. May our lives reflect your compassion and bring hope to those in need. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.